Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and they start getting excited about something, or they're maybe even they're a little defensive about something, or whatever it is that gets them riled up, and they start talking louder? And then it's very easy for you to start speaking louder to get your point across. And then maybe that same person, or maybe even another person, a part of the conversation, also has to speak louder to make themselves feel heard, that they're being heard. And so people keep getting louder and louder and louder. And eventually it's hard to really understand each other at all, because though the voices have gotten so loud. Experts have found that actually when you're in a situation like that, it actually works to just start talking more quiet. Now, obviously, if you're in a crowded room and lots of people are talking loud, that's probably not going to work. People just aren't going to hear you. But if you're in this conversation with people and you start speaking more calm or more quiet, people are going to respond just kind of in their own psychological way. They're going to start calming down, quieting down. It's not always about whoever has the biggest voice, the biggest, boom in their voice or whatever it is that they're doing. Sometimes it's all about the more quiet voice, the more soothing voice they can get the point across. A movie that I have seen, I have the DVD version of it, movie about the Nativity of Christ. It's called The Nativity Story. It was made back in 2005. And it's a pretty good movie. Sometimes I wish that they would have perhaps shown a little better how the grace of the Holy Spirit was working in the Holy Family. I feel like sometimes they try to show them a little too just normal human beings, not the saints who have been given great grace from God to help them to do all these things. But overall, a good movie, and has great images that are used throughout this movie. And one of the images is a story that keeps being told by adults to the children in this film. And the story comes from what we now call the first book of Kings. It's about the prophet Elijah. And the story is that Elijah is running from his enemies, and he comes to the mountain Horeb. And God speaks to him there and tells him to go on top of the mountain to see what he will see, to hear what he will hear. He says that he, God, will be passing by. And so he goes to the top. Elijah goes to the top of this mountain, and a great rushing wind comes and blows against the mountain. And at this point in the movie, the teacher, the adult is saying this, and the children who know the story respond, "But God was not in the wind." And then the adult goes on that following the wind, there was an earthquake that shook the whole mountain. The kids respond, "But God was not in the earthquake." And then the adult continues, "And then after the earthquake, a fire. But God was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice." And as the teacher would say, "a still, small voice," the kids would echo, or not echo, they'd say it in unison with the adult, "a still, small voice." And that becomes a theme throughout the movie, that Christ is not coming as some big, loud, booming voice. This child is not coming as some great king on a chariot and with fine robes and all these different things, flashy different things, but as a still, small voice to those who are most in need. And that one of the reasons why I like that movie is because of that kind of image that Jesus came for the least. And we can see it shown so well in the readings that are assigned for today, all the different masses that are done today. And today, well, tonight and tomorrow morning as well. For instance, this whole story today of, first it starts out talking about this long list of all these names, some of them that, you know, we don't even know who some of these people are. We don't really know much about some of the names listed in there. But it goes to show, yeah, Jesus is coming from a long line of the kings of Israel, King David and King Solomon and all these famous people in the Bible. But by the time you get to Joseph, who is Joseph? A simple carpenter from Nazareth. You know, that's, you know, like, okay, just, you know, some dude north of Nashwalk, but it's just some sort of, you know, some simple little place, maybe a little out of the way. Maybe not everybody knows exactly where it is. I mean, north of Nashwalk, as far as I can tell, goes all the way to Canada, but all these different things, all these different people, and it's simply Joseph from Nazareth who is chosen to be the foster father for Jesus. And that's who the angel comes and speaks with. You know, in the story of the Annunciation, an angel just comes and speaks with Mary. Again, a simple little girl from Nazareth. Nothing that special about her, at least on the surface anyway. And yet, God sends his angel to her. God sends an angel to speak to Joseph in a dream. And that's what we hear about in the gospel today. Comes and simply speaks. And what's more, it's happening in a dream. When are we dreaming? When we're asleep? When we're at rest? Again, all the more showing God coming in a still small voice. We see it in other stories too. Yes, the angels come and speak to the shepherds, and I'm sure that was an eye-opening experience for the shepherds. I'm sure they were just kind of minding their own business, being with their sheep, trying to watch out for wild animals, make sure no thieves are coming or anything. And all of a sudden, I'm sure there was this bright light, angels coming from heavens, speaking to them. And yet, who did the angels go to? Shepherds. You know, that's and then telling them to go and see this amazing thing that's happening in a little town of Bethlehem. You know, that's like telling the most insignificant person that you know, okay, go see this and then go tell all the people that you know. It's like, well, you know, they'll probably be able to tell about it, but you know, if you get someone who's kind of low on the totem pole, so to speak, they're not going to necessarily have the resources to share this information really good. And yet, that's who God sends the angels to go tell the story to. Shepherds, simple shepherds in a field. And they are able to spread the news. They are able to tell others about it. They go and see the baby Jesus. And then, furthermore, they go and tell others about what they have seen. God leads the Magi, who we'll hear about on Epiphany a couple weeks from today. And they'll, again, they're not even of the religion there. And yet, they come all that way to see, a child, a small little town of Bethlehem, small little village. Supposedly to be the king of the Jews, and yet so small, so simple. A still, small voice coming for all of us to lead us to something great. That's why we gather here on a cold December night. Not for the big, fantastic, booming voice of God, of some fantastic light show. Not for, while it's fun to have the presents and the songs and the food and all the different things that come with Christmas, it's of course not all about that. And yet we gather, all responding to that still small voice of God welcoming us to be with him. May we truly celebrate this Christmas season, this Christmas holiday, knowing that that still small voice is leading us to salvation.